ABC News.
I'm in Buntan province. I am a safe distance away from the coastline, but this morning I've been meeting people who've been staying in a mosque that's under construction because their homes are near the coast and they're far too nervous to return home, and they're complying with those recommendations to stay away.
So can you describe the situation where you are at the moment and the feeling among the residents that you've been speaking to?
It's really quite a mixed picture. The sun's out right now, which is fantastic. That means things can dry out a bit, but it has been raining a lot. And yesterday there was localized flooding that made everything a lot more difficult. Along the coastline, there were pockets of real devastation with containers pushed up against trees, cars in the middle of paddy fields, houses that are just rooms with no walls, just a real mess. But there are also places that are pretty much untouched. You can imagine that the force of this disaster and the suddenness of it has left people feeling very jittery, especially with the repeated warnings, will another one be coming?
What more can you tell us about these fresh warnings that have been issued today?
The alert level has gone up to 3, and the sort of exclusion zone around the volcano has become bigger. There has been ash and smoke and dust in the air, and people have been advised to use dust masks. I met people today who told me that their eyes were singing as though chili had been rubbed in them yesterday because of the dust. They were at a medical clinic getting attention for that, but it's probably relatively insignificant as long as the dust doesn't increase.
Have all the affected areas been assessed, or are there still some regions that remain isolated and cut off that emergency services haven't been able to reach?
The Red Cross has been coordinating with the other agencies to make sure all the areas have been reached. There's one area that's quite hard to reach that I haven't got information on. Yesterday, it had not been reached, and there was a fear there were people there who needed medical attention. So I'm hoping to have good news about that today. There was a flyover of 2 islands, and people yesterday were evacuated from them. They hadn't had outside help since the tsunami, so that was quite a worry. It's a relief to get them off and onto the mainland.
I understand some over 150 people are still missing. Are search and rescue efforts continuing?
Search and rescue efforts are continuing. We still hope for a miracle, but of course, as the days go on, the chances are lower.
So can you tell us more about this recovery effort that's now underway? What's involved and how long do you think it will take before these affected areas can really get back on their feet?
It's going to take a long time for people to feel confident again in their physical environment. You can imagine after a dramatic event like this, because they are 80% of people in this village here I spoke to this morning live along the coast and depend on it for their income. So that's not going to be changing in a big hurry. The focus for the Red Cross right now is going to those 16,000 odd people who are away from the coast and staying in mosques or with neighbours or camping out, because they're just they don't feel safe at home, and they perhaps aren't safe at home because we've had these very high tides. The high tides should go down, though, as the days go on, and hopefully people can start coming back, cleaning up, rebuilding, and getting back on with their livelihoods. But that sense of worry will be there, and the Indonesian Red Cross will be with them to help them with that recovery, and also to increase the warnings and the disaster preparedness so they can feel more confident in their environment.
ABC News.